Happy 4th of July, everybody. This is Mike here from the show, and I'd like to wish you a very safe and happy 4th of July holiday today. Today's episode of our show is going to be a replay of the interview that we conducted with Mr. Matt Hochberg of StudioCentral.com and the WDW Today podcast during our 12-hour live podcast to benefit Give Kids the World Village. We were fortunate enough to raise over $5,300 for Give Kids the World. And again, I'd like to thank you for your generosity and kindness in your donations. Don't forget that today's episode was brought to you by the great agents over at The Magic for Less Travel. So when it comes time to book that next Walt Disney World, Disneyland, or Disney Cruise Line vacation, work with one of the great agents over at The Magic for Less. Check them out over at www.themagicforless.com. Again, have a great 4th of July holiday. Thank you so much for downloading today's podcast. We're going to be back with fresh new shows again on July 11th. So coming up very soon, but enjoy today's podcast with our interview with Mr. Matt Hochberg.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
All right, I believe Matt is with us. Matt, are you there?
Hey, guys.
There he is. How are you, Matt?
Outstanding. How are you all?
There it is. I could say outstanding myself.
Be outstanding in the heat. Oh, man. It's been a good day. Very good day, Matt.
Yeah, I've been checking out the show all day. Been very, very interesting. You've had some great guests, and it's been very entertaining.
Awesome.
Now, let me ask you this. Are you one of those that's tempted to get into the photography? Because I know when, like, we had Mallory 3 years ago, of course I wanted to go out and buy a, you know, $2,000 camera. And now you have Gabriella. So are you tempted or have you done it yet where you've gone out and bought the big camera?
Yeah, I bought a Canon T1i last summer. And I don't know how to use it. I mean, I just take pictures on auto mode. So, you know, believe it or not, it's not just the camera. You actually have to know what you're doing.
Right.
And so.
Usually helps.
I figured out the shutter, like how to make the shutter stay open longer so you can get those nice nighttime photos, but most of the time they're out of focus and of, you know, my thumb or something in front of it. So I haven't quite mastered it by any
stretch of the
imagination.
You might want to just move that thumb just a smidgen over. I swear it'll be okay.
You on the photography studio.
I know, right? So, yeah, exactly.
You know, our chat room is just so mean. Like, look at that. Matt comes on and everybody's saying dinosaur.
Right,
and,
yeah, exactly. It's awesome.
There's no love in this chat room.
No,
right
there's
now.
Not.
Anyway. So we were just talking with Henry about all the Star Tours 2 live coverage, and I wanted to thank you for that.
Yes.
It really did kind of set the bar for new attraction openings here in the future. So, you know, any stories or stuff that you guys did behind the scenes that our listeners might like to know about?
It was a lot of fun. Thanks for the compliments. You know, it was a project, and I know Henry was talking a little bit about this before. You know, it was something that no one we'd ever done before, and neither had we. So it was kind of like a lot of it was, let's see how it goes and go from there. And I think we generally did a really great job. We were so happy with really not only just, you know, obviously getting the information out there, but the response we got from the Disney internet community. You know, people were who, you know, don't usually maybe retweet our stuff or don't usually communicate with us. We were getting great communications back from people. So we got to meet virtually and physically a lot of new people, and the support from everyone out there was amazing. So the success of the project is really thanks to everyone for really latching on and, you know, maybe taking a chance to retweet one of our tweets or comment on something or maybe even put a link on their blog. I mean, it was just so huge, and we really couldn't have done it without everybody.
You know, I think it was the perfect storm though with Star Tours 2 opening, because, you know, I never really thought about this, but Star Wars kind of has its own, like, geek crowd, like the Disney community, you know? Mm-hmm. So you had, like, I think it was, like, the perfect storm that the Star Wars people were wanting information as well as the Disney people. So it was, like, the perfect chance to get something like this started.
Yeah, I mean, we were really excited about it because, you know, it's always been this – I mean, you guys have done this. I mean, you've been around. I'm sure you remember when Toy Story Midway Mania opened up a couple of years ago, and you'd always get the questions from your listeners. Hey, I'm going down in – because it opened in, you know, the end of May, beginning of June. I'm going down in April. Is there a chance that it's going to be open?
Right.
You know, Toy Story Midway Mania is going to be open, or, you know, have you heard anything about soft openings? And the problem was that there was always this void of information, and somebody heard this, somebody heard that, and we really wanted to fill that void and really, you know – not only do that, but to go beyond that and add some other things that we thought would be cool too. So we were so excited for it. And as a geek, it was just so much fun to see it blossom from a site that nobody had heard from, you know, one day, and I think the whole project lasted about 45 days. 45 days later, you know, we were quite happy with where we were.
Yeah,
that's one of those things, though. Like the chat room right now is saying that Xana just said, you know, she's sad that it's gone. You know, it's,
right.
It's one of those things, like, you know.
forward to seeing the tweets every day.
It's hard. I think it would be hard to put together a project, though, that, you know, has, like, limited shelf life. Like, I mean, the podcast will end someday, you know. I hope not ever. I know. You know, we probably won't be doing this when we're 90, but I'm just saying. You know, it's like, at least I don't know when the end is coming.
Right.
But, like, with something like that, I'd be like, oh, man, I want it to go forever. So that's got to be a little tough.
Yeah, I mean, it probably didn't. I mean, for when we were getting out closer to the soft openings, I mean, I cannot explain to you how unmiserable it was over there in the park, because it was so hot. It was so unbearable. It was just, you know, it's kind of fun, but, like, really, you get there in the daytime, in the morning, and you're kind of excited, like, okay, a new day. And you take all the photos you can, and by, like, noontime, you're taking photos of the same things over and over again. You can't ride.
Right.
You're just standing outside, and, you know, from that standpoint, when we got to the end, it was kind of bittersweet, because we were happy that it was over, but at the same time, yeah, we miss it. I mean, it was weird that I remember that week afterwards, I was like, oh, I'm not going to the studios this week to sit in front of Star Tours.
Oh.
I'm not going to see my cast member friends that are just, like, looking at me.
And
you know?
Wondering why you're sitting out there again. Yep, oh, there's those people again.
Well, I kind of just pictured them, like, bringing Scarlett, you know, like, meals regularly.
Right, exactly.
Because, you know, you'd feel sorry for
her.
You
bring her little treats here, you can have this.
I mean, that's what I would want to do.
I know.
I'm just saying, so.
it was a lot of fun. And again, you know what really got us through it? And Scarlett, if she was on here, she would tell you the exact same thing. The thing that really made it work was the great feedback we got from everyone. People tweeting us back, even if it was just like, oh, I love that photo, you know, or people asking us questions. I mean, the replies on Twitter and Facebook that we got were amazing, and they just really helped us, you know, literally stay sane and not, like, you know, just the mundaneness of it overwhelm us. So it really meant a lot that we had so much great support from everyone out there.
Well, it was a great project. You know, at first when, you know, Henry was talking to me about it, I was kind of trying to, you know, put my head around what this project was about. But like you said, it was really cool seeing it from, like, day one evolve into something that by the time Star Tours did start having soft openings, it was huge. And it was, I mean, you guys got to feel really proud, because I know that you have pushed the envelope as far as new attraction openings. And I know we're going to see this. I would hope again, like when Fantasyland starts opening, that you guys will collaborate and do something again, because it's, I believe it was a huge success.
Matt doesn't do Magic Kingdom. He's all about the studio.
That's true. MagicKingdomCentral.com. Yeah. Very nice. Good call there, Ricky.
There you go.
So, you know, tell us what's going on with the podcast. WDW Today, you guys are, you know, pushing 900 episodes.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, and thank you guys for all the work,
yes,
because that is just, that's an insane amount of shows. And it helps me get through my Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on my short commute to work, you know, while I'm grading papers, stuff like that. But, you know, what's been going on with that?
Yeah, I mean, we're you know, plugging away at it. It's you know, people will say, oh, you're doing so many episodes. And it is when you look back on it. But, I mean, for us, it's just this thing that we record Sundays and Thursdays, you know, when we get together. And it's like, all right, let's do two shows tonight or something
like
that. Wait,
you mean
you
don't record every day that they come out?
Oh, sorry.
I'll edit that out. We're not live.
But, you know, it's just a thing that, you know, again, it's just fun. Like, we'll have a show, like we had Monday and Wednesday show, today's show and Monday's show. You know, I got into a bit of an argument with Len about a couple different things. And that's what makes it fun. It's not the same thing. It's not like, well, what's new this week? And, like, you know, it's not what we like about it is not the predictability. And, you know, we leave it purposely that way. We like to not know what everyone's going to say. And I think that's what makes it more interesting. And that's why we've been able to go so long. It's just the fact that we try to keep it fresh. We try to change things up, and we try to, you know, look at different, every possible angle of, you know, traveling to Walt Disney World and enjoying your stay there.
Yeah, I love this idea that Scope has come up with the podluck, or, you know, what are you guys calling it, where nobody discusses the topic beforehand. You know, we like to call that the Be Our Guest podcast.
Yes, exactly. That's us.
Well, we always have a saying, save it for the show, which is, if we say, okay, Mike, we're going to talk about, you know, Crystal Palace, right? Let's say we're going to do a review of that. The rule would be, you can't actually say anything about it before we start recording, because we always found that once you start doing that, if you say something for once, it's not as good the second time you say it when you're recording it. So with Scopa's idea, though, we don't even know what the topic is until we start recording. So it's been very interesting, I have to admit. I'm kind of scared a little bit about what he's going to say, you know, but he's given credit three so far, and three have been really good. So we're happy with that.
No, I really enjoy those shows because, again, you know, when I see it come up, I'm like, what's the topic? You know, what are we going to talk about today? And I like that you have to kind of think on your feet. And because I, you know, if I really thought something through, I might say something different. And, you know, like you guys, I think it was you and Len were having the discussion on Monday's show about, is the Star Tours, is it a new attraction or is it just an update like Haunted Mansion? And, it was really cool because it was just, you know, you could tell it was right off the cuff. And, I think it really makes the show feel, and you guys always feel this way, but, you know, it's just like four guys hanging out talking about Disney, nothing more.
Right.
Yeah, and that's always what we're going for. You know, we just want to, make it a conversation. The idea of the show has always been that, you know, the four of us or five of us or whoever's on the show, you know, we're all here to discuss a topic as a group, and, you know, and the flow of I've always had in my mind is, you know, someone will say something, and then ideally, I mean, I wouldn't have to say anything, so someone else would jump in with their thought, kind of like if we were all sitting, you know, at a table, like Mike always thought we recorded these shows.
I'm such a sucker. I'm like, how does that happen? How are they all, like, in one city? I mean, like, I don't know anybody else I could
right.
do this
with. Right, well, except me.
You.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So that's always been the idea, and we're hoping that people are enjoying it.
Oh, yeah. Man, so much. It's always just so fun.
It is. I mean, I think that's why you've had almost 900 episodes, because it's seriously just so much fun to listen to. And you never know what you're going to get. It's kind of like the box of chocolates.
Well, let me ask you guys this question, because we all know that Len is wrong, but what do you think? Is Star Tours a new attraction or an update?
This is a tough one, because I remember I was riding around with my Jeep listening to the show, and I was like, man, I can see both arguments on this
one.
Because it's the same in name, but it's in scope, they've done so much to it that I would tend to go slightly towards it's a new attraction.
Yeah, I mean, my thing has always been, if you look at Haunted Mansion or Pirates of the Caribbean and the updates they made to that, you could say, well, what percentage of the attraction is new there? And you could say, I don't think anyone would say it's more than 50%, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that for that reason, I say it's an update. You know, it's an enhancement. It's something that they've added to it to make it a little different. But Star Tours is the ride, I mean, the queue itself, but just the ride is totally new. It's a new ride. There's no more, you know, Star Tours, what are you doing here? You know, ease off on your main thruster. And, you know, there's no trench run at the Death Star. There's no Captain Rex at your. I mean, it's totally 100% different. So for me, that's why I think it's a new attraction.
I actually go the opposite. I go update. I just think it's, you know, it's still the same type of attraction in the same pavilion in the same, you know, the same name. So to me, I just see it more of as an update of an attraction that needed to be drastically updated. So that's where I fall is update.
All right, well, let's see where Pam falls. What do you think, Pam?
Oh, man.
Since we're arguing
here. There's three of us.
Yes.
That's why Debbie could not come
on
today.
You know what? I am going to take the political middle road and say that I honestly do see both sides of the argument, and I'm being absolutely honest.
Oh, I see
to them,
both sides, too. Yeah.
To that.
There
you but I feel equally as passionate about both, because I can definitely see the argument for both in that, you know, it's still the same type of ride. So if they change the movie at Soarin', would that be an update or a new attraction? You're still using the same type of ride vehicle, the same kind of thing, but it would be an absolutely, totally different attraction. At the same time, I mean, I can see the argument from the other side too. See, I can talk myself into anything.
Right.
So I think Pam is saying it's a new attraction update.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
It's an updated
absolutely.
New attraction.
It's an updated new attraction.
I love that.
The chat room's going update, though. I mean, but then you got Susanna, who's already changed her mind, you know, twice since we've been talking.
Susanna is my sister on this point, so.
Oh, I love it. And then who was it? Dean has a question. Is Disney's Hollywood Studios a half-day park? See. Now, I know that's going to kill you, Matt, but I have gone to say that I've really started appreciating the studios in my last few years. I think that, and we talked about this on, we did a Five Senses show about Disney's Hollywood Studios. When you start to look at the theming of that park, it's really over the top great.
It
so,
is. I agree. It's
the total package in that respect.
I mean, this is the thing that I wrote an article about that actually today, about that with the addition of Star Tours, now the argument that the studios is less than a half day park, that's what I said, less than a half day, is null and void at this point. And the only reason that you could come to the conclusion that studios is not a full day park anymore is because you choose not to ride certain things in the park.
Well, that's
you
say, understandable. Well, I yeah.
What's that?
That makes complete sense. Definitely.
I mean, you know, so I see we have a call, so go ahead, Mike.
Oh, okay. Oh. We have Stephanie on the line. Hey, Stephanie, how you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Great. Good. Thanks for calling in. You're on with Matt Hochberg.
Hi, Matt.
Hi, Stephanie.
How's it going?
Outstanding. How are you?
Good. How's your lovely wife?
She's good. She's earning her paycheck, and I'm watching the babies. If you hear any screaming, that's her.
You know what? You're probably working harder. I can tell you. I remember those days.
That's easy today.
The watching the baby is always the hardest. I'm telling you. Don't think otherwise.
All right.
Mickey.
All right. I haven't done it yet. So
it's mentally challenging.
Yes,
it
sure it is.
I was a stressed out dad. Anyway, go ahead, Steph.
No, I just I don't have a question. I just wanted to say hi and let you guys know how awesome everything is, and I'm so proud of you guys. And I've been listening. I couldn't call in, but I'm home from work, and I just wanted to say hi.
Awesome.
Well, we appreciate that, Steph. And you know, hey, I had to give a go Bruins here in the
absolutely
show.
Absolutely, go Bruins.
You know, I kind of was a Vancouver fan until that hit the other night. I think that kind of swayed me.
Yeah, if you don't root for the Bruins now, then I'm sorry. I have no word for you.
I know we had lots of New England Disney fans tweeting some very mean things that night.
Yes, there were.
I better turn on the game because it happened so quickly. So, yeah. No, we appreciate the
I
kind
have to
words.
I edit myself.
Some people didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Well, thanks so much, Steph. We appreciate that.
You're welcome. Good luck with everything.
Thank you so much.
Thanks,
Take
Steph.
Care.
Have a great
See
night.
See you soon.
Bye, Steph.
Thanks, Stephanie.
All right. Great call there.
I'm sad she won't be down for Epic October, but I know she's got a great trip with Bill in, you know, December. So
and now, Steph was one of the first people to donate this morning. Just wanted to say
so. Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So now you guys have all your stuff happening in December. I know you guys don't really. Are you going to do anything in October? Or are you focusing more on the December stuff, the reunion?
No, we're pretty much focusing on the December stuff this year. I know that there's a lot of stuff going on. I know your next guest, who I'm opening for, I guess, AJ from Disney Food Blog. She's doing Foodie Fest, and I can't wait for that. That was so much fun last year.
Foodie Fest was a blast. Yeah. I had such a good time hanging out over there. It was just
that was actually 3 hours of sleep. Yes, that I had it was. Like in 4 days, I had to go to sleep at some point.
Yes, it was. But I was glad I could head over there and represent the BRGS podcast, and it was a lot of fun. And I'm looking forward to going again this year. So.
I really would like to get down, though, in December.
It's just
these kids. You
know, stupid school kids.
I'm saying.
Just make a weekend of it, Mike. You know, you come down for, you know, Friday to Sunday. Just make a quickie.
If I could only fly.
Right.
If I only had wings.
You know, Mike, that whole airplane idea, it's not so bad.
I'm just saying, tube of death.
No, anyway. It's not.
All right. We have a caller on the line. Please save me from the airplane
I'll
talk.
Think of you next Friday when I'm getting on a plane.
That's fine. Think of me all day. I'll be driving. Hey, who's this?
Hi, it's Betsy again. I have a serious question for Matt.
Oh, okay. We're only taking serious questions in these 7 o'clock hours.
Yeah,
so
all
good.
Day long.
That's right.
Please.
Okay, this is regarding mulch, sweat, and shears.
All right.
With the rotating axes, rotating crews in general? I know it's been, like, there's been an A crew and a B crew, but I have gone numerous times in the past month, and I have only seen the main axe like once. What's up with that?
You know, it's just like any other position in Walt Disney World. I mean, I know that they're a quote unquote band, but there's definitely backups, as you can tell, and there's a couple different crews that they have because, you know, people take days off and, you know, get sick. I mean, as you might imagine, people's, you know, voices get, you know, scratchy and they need a break. So there's definitely different crews that go in there, and you're right that there's the A, you know, crew. There's the one that you'll see, like, if you go to the studios during, like, say, July 4th or New Year's Eve, they're going to put out, when they're really being highlighted, they'll be right on the Sorcerer's Hat stage. That's when you're going to see the eight. And I've seen one of the drummers was a girl.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You know,
last
week, 2 weeks ago. So, to answer your question, there's multiple people, and in terms of scheduling, I mean, it's just kind of luck of the draw kind of thing more than anything.
Yeah, it just seems to be more recently, like, I would go regularly, and it would be Paul Axe, normal, yeah. You know, and then the last, like, five or six times I've gone, it's been, like, almost a different one every time. There was a guy who looked like Colonel Sanders the other day, and I was like, really? Come on.
That's awesome.
That's a mental image, hey, right there.
That is.
Colonel Sanders has got to make a dollar or two.
I know, but...
But it's not what you're looking for.
You know what I would actually, what I would recommend to you, and Henry, I'm going to steal Henry's answer because he put it in the chat. Jen Selk, who's actually their manager, and she's on Twitter. She's a big Disney fan. Met her in the parks many times, and you can tweet her and ask her what their schedule is like. I'm sure she can give you a better idea. So if you want to go down, and you want to say, hey, I'm going down this weekend. I want to see who's working there. She can help you, and that's JenSelke on Twitter. I think you see that there anyway. So that's who I would – she's definitely the ultimate resource on that. And she always gets on me when I don't tweet any photos of
– Oh, that's awesome.
I'll tweet many, many photos, and I'll send them to you. That's fine.
I'm kind of getting scared that you're going to tweet a lot of photos of a certain mulch sweater shears.
Nice. Kind of like the people do with off-kilter those skirts.
So. I know where this question's going.
Yeah, exactly.
I just want to say that the mulch on shears, that was a great act. And if you haven't taken time to see them, you really should. I know that I overlooked them for a long time, but they're very talented. They're a lot of fun, and they really put on a really good show. So if you like, you know, that sort of live entertainment in the parks, you know, if you feel, you know, like perhaps what's now not there anymore in the UK Pavilion in England at
The British Invasion.
Yeah, the British Invasion. I mean, that kind of stuff. I mean, you'll love these people. These guys are great. They really are talented, and they do a really good job. So definitely worth checking out.
Agreed. Yes.
Yeah, and it's always great when you're there with friends and get pulled into the show when one of your friends has a video camera.
No denying it then.
That's right.
Yeah, they make you sing. It's not pretty. Or at least not in my case it was.
Right, exactly. Oh my gosh. I just want to throw out there real quick that I just re-looked at it, and we have an $80 bid right now for that print from Tom Bricker. So,
and we still have an hour and a half left.
We still have an hour and a half to go. So, yep. Cool. So nice. Keep popping it up. There we go. Perfect.
Good stuff.
So just wanted to throw that out there real quick while I was looking at it.
All right. Well, Betsy, let us know if you find the certain mulch,
yes,
sweat or shears.
Yes, and not Colonel Sanders. Yes.
Trust me. It will get tweeted out. Don't worry.
That's scary.
I will be on the hunt this weekend. So. All right. Thanks, guys. Take care, Matt.
All right. Take care.
Betsy.
See ya.
Bye.
She cracks me up. I kind of. She was like asking the question without asking the question. Like, when is
the hot guy going to
be? Because the Colonel Sanders thing just totally gave it away. Like,
right.
I was not here to see Colonel Sanders.
Exactly.
Oh, man. So, we have a question in the chat room for you, Matt, and I'm sure you can see it. But Teresa asks, have you done the lunch with an Imagineer at Brown Derby?
I haven't. You know, the problem with it is always it's weekdays only. And I haven't been able to – before I moved down here, I was never – I forgot why that was an issue for me. But I always did like weekend trips, so it didn't really work out. And since I moved down here, I haven't gotten around to do it. I've heard great things about it. It's really interesting. It's held in the Bamboo Room, which if you're walking into Brown Derby, it's all the way on the left-hand side. And it's like I said, I've heard nothing but great things about it. And it's one of those things that I just want to do. And, you know, I like to have things that are left out there to do still. And that's definitely one thing that I'm looking forward to doing one day is the Imagineer at the Brown Derby.
That's awesome. And it's cool because, you know, being a local, I think you'd be tempted to try to, you know, get everything knocked off the list. But I love that attitude of, you know, I got to keep something out there to try. In
right.
The I like that.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I think that would be a great thing to do at
tempted.
Some point.
Yeah, I'd be tempted to try to do everything.
I know.
All right, so Pam,
the Bamboo Room is rocking. Yeah. That's my favorite room around Derby. I'm just going to say. I want to hold an event there. I mean,
ooh.
I know it couldn't be very big, but yeah.
That would be fun.
That would
wouldn't be
fun.
Very big, though. No.
That would be. And just so everybody knows, the phone lines are open, 407-413-WDW5. We had a couple calls come in there while we were talking to Betsy. So lines are open now again, 407-413-9395. Give us a call. Talk with Matt Hochberg, StudioCentral.com and WDW Today Podcast. And I did notice, I just refreshed the page. We are now up to a whopping $3,744 donated
amazing.
Today.
Wow.
That's incredible.
That's just amazing. I'm, you know, when I set the goal at 2,000 this morning, I was like, or, you know, a couple days ago, I was like, I really just hope we can get this, you know, and I've had to change it twice now, so it's just amazing.
Absolutely.
So thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, exactly.
All right.
And so keep donating.
Yes, don't stop.
No, yeah. No.
Just. And we're going to read those names here in just a second of our latest donators, but we have another call on the line. Hey, who's this?
Hi, this is Vicki Duran from New Jersey. How are you?
Wonderful.
Hi, Vicki. Doing great.
Hi, Vicki.
You're on with Matt Hotchberg.
I just had a question about hotels in the area. Has anybody ever stayed at the Wyndham in Orlando, and what did you think?
I haven't.
Now, was this one that Len talked about on that Downtown Disney show the other day?
Is it the which Wyndham are you referring to? The one at Downtown Disney?
I'm not sure. I actually bid on it in an auction.
Oh.
And I won the bid for the an auction for the Seeing Eye.
Oh,
and
cool.
I was just wondering if anybody. It said Wyndham Orlando. And it's like 4 days and three nights.
I'll bet you it's
and
not the
it
one.
Said it's near. It has buses to, you know, the park that shall not be mentioned.
Yeah, it's the one
so
on
I know it's
I Drive.
Close to there. It's on. Yes, on I Drive.
Got it.
Yep.
Okay. No, I've never stayed there.
So you stayed there?
Either.
You stayed there, Matt?
No, I haven't. Okay. That's on I Drive. And as everyone knows, it's forbidden.
Yes. Right. Yes, I Drive. Forbidden. Mm-hmm. Don't go over there. No, I mean,
My advice to you would be check out a site like TripAdvisor.com. Mm-hmm. I love going there for, you know, anywhere I'm going and I have no clue, you know, what the hotel's like. It's a great resource. And, you know, just look at the last reviews from the last, say, 2 months or so, maybe no more than 6 months ago. And, you know, take a look at what people are saying there. I mean, people can be really harsh for, like, dumb stuff like
right.
the one who left towels on my room.
Yeah.
But, you know, look for telltale signs like, you know, where's there, you know, bugs or, you know, not safe or something like that. But a lot of times people will, you know, it's generally good. So I would take a look at that and, you know, go from there.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for the call.
Also, Mike, I wanted to tell you to check out my little profile picture because it is of listening to your podcast of all you guys on my way home on the train from Walt Disney World from Reunion in December.
Well, look at that.
So I thought you'd get a kick out of that.
Awesome.
Now, where is this at? Where can I find this? On Facebook?
On the friend feed.
Okay, on the friend feed. Okay, let me scroll down here. I'm not,
Yeah, I'm on.
Let me see here.
It might be a while. Post again.
Yeah, make it easy on
us.
Yeah,
post again in there.
I'm going back.
I don't see it. Yeah, because I don't
tomorrow,
see it.
Yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I don't see it on the first page. So
yeah,
post again.
That's like the best of both worlds, though, coming home from reunion and listening to us. You know?
Yes, exactly.
I have to admit, that's good taste.
That is good taste. Exactly. I posted on WWJ's thing because their live show is the same day if we get off the cruise. So I was like, oh, nice. I'm still going to be in Disney, so maybe I'll pop it up on my my phone.
Absolutely.
My calculator, as I should say.
But I'm always right in there with you when they're teasing you about not flying because, you know, as I'm packing my car up to drive. But coming back in December from Reunion, I did take the train, and I absolutely loved it.
Awesome.
I had a little compartment to myself. And it was great. It was like 23 hours, I think.
Oh, see, I have thought of taking the train, but from St. Louis, it's like 36 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, that's too
long.
Wow.
And I was by myself.
Wow.
Yeah,
but I had a blast.
I think I would enjoy it, but I just wouldn't want to have to go from St. Louis to Chicago. I think you got to go to Philadelphia, D.C., and down. I mean,
mm-hmm.
It's like I don't want to see half the country. I want to go to Disney.
Oh, wow.
Right, exactly. I just want to get there and go. Yeah.
But good idea.
Well, you guys have a good night. Thanks.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate your call. Thank you so much.
All right. Love the show. Love both of the shows, and keep up the great work.
Thank you.
Oh, and remind us of how to donate.
Oh, sure.
Oh, it's right there, brguestpodcast.com. There's a link to the first giving site.
Yep, it's right on the homepage.
So I should go back onto
or it'll
your
be in the
site.
It'll
I'm
be in the
front feed.
Yeah, it'll be in the front feed room. We'll throw it up there.
We'll post it in the front feed.
Okay, great.
Thanks.
Awesome.
Thanks so much.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Now, either Matt's making fake sounds or he is really on dad duty.
He might be on dad duty.
I love that. All right, we have
Sorry.
Another. No, it's totally fine.
I love it. I think it's so cute.
I know, seriously.
I can't wait to see her. I'm so excited to see her.
Yes. Yeah, I know you've made her a StudioCentral.com onesie, right?
Of course. Bother would I be?
That's the first thing I did for Mallory. I made her a podcast one. All right, so we have our next caller on the line. You're on with Matt Hochberg. Who's this?
Hey, this is Jess, or Lady Aurora.
Hey, Jess.
Hey, Jess.
Hey, Jess.
Hey, how are you?
Doing awesome. Couldn't be better.
Yeah, this is just unreal.
Yeah.
It's definitely perfect. So it's a perfect day. So
I've been loving watching the numbers go up and up and up. It's just wonderful.
No kidding. It's unbelievable, really. Yeah. Now, where's your other half? Is he out buying Winnipeg Jets hockey jerseys?
No, he just got off work a little bit ago, and I think he's getting dinner and then getting ready to go to bed because he's had an insane week and a half of getting up at 4:30 in the morning to work at the radio and then go right to his other job for 10 hours. And today was his last day of the 12-hour work schedule, so he's finally going to try and catch up on his sleep.
Oh, my gosh. Now,
wasn't his first day on the air the day that they announced the Winnipeg getting the NHL franchise?
Yeah, it was.
what a first day.
I don't think he's ever going to forget that.
I saw that. I was like, wow. But that's a pretty cool first day, Chris. You guys got a hockey team back, and you've been begging for that forever. So that's pretty cool. Well, we appreciate you calling.
Yeah,
it's awesome that you called in. And I wanted to tell you before you got out of here was that we appreciated you passing that message on from Lou's group over there because he's doing his – I forgot it's Wednesday night.
Yes, it
is. He's doing his live broadcast too. So thanks for sharing that great information from over there too.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah, you're welcome. And I have to tell you, you're competing with Ridley Pearson. He has Ridley Pearson on the show right now. So.
We have Matt Hochberg.
Matt Hochberg. How can it be better?
Hello.
Exactly. Come on. What has he done lately?
Writes books.
You know, he's from St. Louis.
Really?
Yeah. I was looking at his latest book, and I was reading the back, you know, with the bio, and it says he splits his time here in St. Louis and somewhere else. And I was like,
why?
I'll be darned. Yeah, exactly. Why do you live here?
You get famous to leave St. Louis.
Right.
That's cool, though. That's awesome.
I know. I thought that was pretty awesome. So, yeah.
I love Steve. His next book will be Studios Keeper. Oh, very nice. Yeah, very good. You're getting used to hitting that mic.
Yes,
that
I am getting used to hitting the mute button. I'm used to hitting it on Skype, so.
Yes, very good. Now you're just coughing on my arm.
That's all right. You'll be fine. You'll survive.
So, Jess, do you have any questions or anything?
I didn't. That's what I was sitting. I was trying to think of a question to ask because I wanted to call and ask a question, but I can't think of any.
Right. What is the best theme park?
Right.
Oh, Magic Kingdom is.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
That's funny.
Oh, my gosh, that's funny. But
you didn't have to have a question to call.
No, absolutely not.
I think I just call and say hi.
Awesome.
Well, we appreciate that, too.
We like the highs.
Yes, we do.
Exactly.
We like the highs. We like the lows.
No, we don't like the lows.
No, we don't like the lows.
Yeah. With student teaching, I haven't been able to listen for a few months, so I figure I'm back now, so I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the end of student teaching is a beautiful thing. Because it's like a full-time job and you're paying to do that instead of being paid. But, you know, hopefully you get that job. Did you get a teaching job yet? Because I know that's one of the hardest things right after student teaching.
I got a substituting position because I was actually fortunate enough the day my second placement was with a special ed room. And the day after I left from student teaching, they got a new student who had a severe physical disability and needed a one-on-one. Mm-hmm. And they rushed me through the substitute service and got me hired as his one-on-one. So I've been working in the classroom for the last 5 weeks.
Oh, that's cool. So. Great experience.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yep.
Awesome.
So Monday was my last day, and now I'm just waiting to hear about possibly summer school. Nothing for the fall yet, though.
Keep your fingers crossed. A lot of stuff happens over the summer.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. I just got a call from my co-op today saying that they counted some numbers, and they're looking for a couple more autistic teachers, so... Fingers crossed.
You know, I got my job because somebody got pregnant because one of the teachers wanted to have a baby and quit teaching. So I'm just telling you, stuff happens.
It does.
I've been teaching for 13 years now. So good stuff. Well, thanks for calling in, Jess. We appreciate it. And good luck on that that job here in the summer.
Thanks. Have a good one.
Thanks.
See
you too.
Jess. Good luck.
And see, now you're getting teacher talk with Mike Rollman.
And Ricky fell asleep.
I'm saying, I don't want to do teacher talk.
That's right. Mike has enough of that.
All right. So the phone lines are open again. 407-413-WDW5. Call in, talk with Matt.
That's a good question.
What is it?
Best dessert in studios, grapefruit cake or Butterfinger cupcake?
Oh, man. Well, I mean, I'm partial to the Butterfinger cupcake. I love all those cupcakes that you can get at Star and Rolls Bakery, personally. I mean, they're just so good. And you know, again, further proof that the studios is the best park
in
all of Walt Disney World is the sheer amount of awesome desserts that have come out of that park in the last couple of years.
I agree. I have not tried the Butterfinger cupcake, but that is on my list. So.
I just can't do it like Len.
No, definitely not.
That just made me almost gag.
Yeah.
Like, there's so much.
I think Len was gagging there a little bit, yeah.
I thought it was going to come out of his ears. That was just crazy. All right, we have our next caller. Hey, who's this?
Hey, it's Trisha.
Hey, Trisha.
Trisha from the 314. How's it going?
Hey.
Trisha from around the corner.
Yes. Wait, now, oh, we can't do it because we can't type it up. I was going to have Matt pronounce the city that Trisha's from.
Oh.
Florida.
Missouri.
St. Louis.
Peter.
So what's going on, Trisha?
Hey, I want to pick Matt's brain about Fantasmic.
Ooh.
Yeah, shoot. Let's do it.
Well, we didn't see it last trip because of the ridiculous lines. And I really want to see it this time, but I don't want to wait an hour and a half.
Yeah, your opinion and the conclusion that you reached is something I think a lot of people have reached at this point. And frankly, I mean, I'm with you. I haven't seen Fantasmic the traditional way, like you walk in. I think I've seen it one time since they changed the schedule to not being every single day. And you know what? I don't blame you for not wanting to see it. It is such a hassle now to see Fantasmic because of the amount of crowds that come with it. It's not just that you're waiting an hour to see it. You know, I mean, you know, people waited in Toy Story Midway Mania longer than that. Mm-hmm. The issue is that it's so inconvenient. It's so you don't know if you're going to make it, frankly. Mm-hmm. And you know, it's so incredibly annoying that I don't blame anybody who doesn't want to see it. And you know, this goes back to that episode that you guys did. About, you know, does Disney listen? And you can't tell me that they haven't gotten a gazillion complaints about that.
I mean, how could you not have gotten a gazillion complaints about that? I mean,
it's probably one of those things where they get them, but is it worthwhile? Like, is it an easy fix? Or is it something that's going to cost money and we're just going to turn a deaf ear to that?
Well,
you know, some things are easier to fix
than
others.
Too.
It's crazy.
That is crazy. I agree.
How much does it impact someone's trip? Does it impact enough so that they don't come back? Does it impact it enough so that they cut their trip short? I mean, you got to know they've been thinking about all of that, right?
I mean, I think it doesn't – forget all the guest experience, right? Because, you know, they only listen to us when it's convenient for them. Their bottom line? I mean, on days when there's no Fantasmic, the crowds are definitely lighter in the studios. I mean, you don't need Henry York to tell you that, but he will. and then you look at the fact that you've got – you know, people that go into the park and don't, you know, they don't want to deal with it. So they leave. And all these people that are leaving are not spending money in the studios anymore. They're spending money elsewhere. And I know that these departments have to report their income. You know, they've got to perform against, you know, other departments in both in the parks and elsewhere in Walt Disney World. So I just, you know, to me, it seems like it's a losing money proposition because there's no way that the studios is maintaining the crowds, especially on the non-Fantasmic days, with this new schedule.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't
and look how long people were standing around waiting and not purchasing anything while they're standing
in line.
Well,
that too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, never mind the guest experience. I mean, that's something totally, you know, that I could, you know, I'm trying to hold myself back here. But,
no, Matt, don't hold yourself back. We like a good rant.
But, you know, it's just so frustrating how, you know, you got to think that Disney's bottom line is really being hurt here. The studios, and I would have thought by now, certainly, you know, they started this in 2008, I think.
That sounds eight or nine, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, it's been going on for 3 years. And, you know, like I said, there's no way they're not getting the complaints. It's just that somewhere up the food chain, it stops. Somebody says, well, it doesn't matter. And that's, as a Disney fan, you know, that bugs me because I would love to see Fantasmic go back to every night because it should be. That's how – I mean, can you imagine if they did that to the Magic Kingdom or Epcot where there wasn't a showing every night? I mean, you would have – you know, lynch mobs, you know, in town square. It's just, you know, I don't know why this one park is doing this. I've got a lot of theories, but it's incredibly frustrating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly why it doesn't make any sense. I mean, they don't not have wishes, you know, so it just makes no sense at all. And I have kids that are asking to see it because we skipped it last time. And
I'm trying to figure out how we're going to see it without wasting an hour and a half of touring time, because I'm very efficient. I mean, we have to get a lot done.
Yes, Matt should see her spreadsheets. She's an efficient, efficient woman.
Nice. My best recommendation to you is to check it out. I'm not sure what time of the year you're going, but if there's ever a day where Fantastic is being shown multiple days in a row, see it on the last day of those days. So if it's like being shown Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday by some miracle, see it on Thursday. And always, no matter what day you're seeing it, always, always, always see the second show. Because the most you're ever going to wait is about, well, I shouldn't say the most, but most likely you'll be waiting about 45 minutes or so, which is better than the first show where you can wait easily 90 minutes, if not more.
Yeah. All right. I mean, we're going the end of September, beginning of October, and currently it's only showing twice while we're there. And so we're hoping that there'll be an expansion of that time, because last year's schedule shows that there was. But
Yeah, I think that's been their MO lately. They put out the worst schedule they possibly can, and then they update it as they get closer. So I wouldn't worry too much about that. And you can see, you know, the old schedule. I know I haven't studied Central, but you can check it out, what it looked like last year. And, you know, you get a comparison of what you should expect. And Disney does adjust, especially in October and September when you've got Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, because they almost always, whenever there's a night of Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, they add Fantasmic at the studios to help with the crowds that are being displaced, because, you know, not everybody goes to buys the park tickets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
And Matt, do you recommend the Fantasmic dinner package anymore or not?
No. If I didn't respect you so much, Pam, I would throw something at you.
It was kind of a tease, but
I don't like it.
To hear from you.
The problem with the main number one problem we always have with is the seating. I think it stinks. And you still have to show up at least 30 minutes ahead of time. And let's be honest, no one shows up exactly 30 minutes, right? You're going to give yourself at least 10 minutes leeway. Mm-hmm. Right, so that's 40 minutes. I just told, you know, I just recommended, you know, showing up 45 minutes ahead of time, and you can get your own seats.
Right.
So
and better seats, as you said.
Yeah, exactly. So that's why I'm not a fan of the, among other reasons, but that's the main reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. We feel the same way, and awesome. You know, they changed the rules on it so often. I mean, for so long they were letting guests stand in the regular Fantasmic line, and then just seating them at the wonderful spot. So yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. Well, Tricia, we hope that helped out your planning. I know it's not a very, you know, wish we could give you like more Fantasmics, but you know,
right? Unfortunately, we're not in charge of the schedule.
Sorry about
that.
Come
on, Mike. Do something.
I know, seriously. Come on, you know somebody,
Matt. Matt can't do it. I don't know.
That's what I'm saying.
Right, exactly. Right.
Yeah, word is out of luck.
No kidding.
Yeah, but it is frustrating, though, because looking back, you know, for those people who've been, you know, year after year, we look back to the days where it was never a thought. It was never a concern. It was just at the end of your studio's day, you went and saw Fantasmic. You know, this is how it was. So it is frustrating.
I mean, I haven't seen it in years because of that. I don't.
I love Fantasmic.
I don't want to go back there and wait that long. I'm just like, oh,
it's a great show.
Oh well,
it's a great
show.
I'll
skip it for this time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll wait till you have kids begging to see it.
It's see, I just won't tell my kids that it exists, and then they won't know about it.
It doesn't work that way.
Oh, Ricky!
I'm going to be the worst mom ever.
She is, man.
That's like I've already come up with the decision that I'm just not going to tell my kids that you can eat in Cinderella Castle. I'll just be like, no, there's nothing up there. It's just a pretty castle.
It's Ricky? Like empty.
Scary.
Ricky, mine don't know.
There you go. See, exactly.
Oh.
Smart move.
All right. Well, Tricia, thanks so much for calling in, and we'll talk to you soon.
Awesome. Great show, guys.
Thanks. Right. Talk to you later.
See you, Tricia.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks, Tricia.
All right, so we just had a call drop, so if you want to call back, it's 407-413-WDW5. We have a couple more minutes, and there's the call here with Matt, so let's get this one in here.
Sweet.
You are on with Matt Hutchberg. Who's this?
Hey, Mike, this is me, Randy, or from Randy Dorney, or known as Rickert from The Magical.
Yes.
Yay!
How you doing, Randy?
Hey, I know none of you, this is your first time in the community. This is my first time talking on the air with you guys, and yes, I've been having Skype issues, so I'm calling via my phone. So
it's all right.
Make a long-distance call, but, you know, you guys are so special. Just wanted to say you guys are doing great. Love listening to the radio. It's actually our number one station that The Magical listen to for inspiration for projects. And I'm making a special thing for whoever is going to be donating in the next, let's say, 10, 15 minutes. I'll be specially exclusive news that only you guys will hear for the match call that we're working on.
Ah,
and Matt,
cool.
He's part of our team too as well, or the community that we're working on.
Ooh. Well, thank you. That's cool.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Yeah. So I don't know if you guys heard the match call.
Yes.
Yes.
Product placement. Yeah.
It's awesome.
No, it's all right. I'll say it by, you know, the next 5 minutes or so. I'll tell it so everybody can get it. But I want to say, Matt, okay, I have a question. I know this is, like, so basic. It's like a slap on any Disney fan who's been in the parks forever and normal. Now, my question is, Disney Fast Pass.
Yeah.
What's the whole deal? Because here's the question before I start. Since 1996 is my only first time I've been to the park, so 15 years, I haven't been back to park. This is we'll
I'm
make
so sorry.
Try. I know.
Yeah.
I mean, I yeah.
You
so
poor unfortunate soul.
Was not available. Yeah, FastPass was not available. I always got the concept messed up. I was like, "What's the whole point? Why can I get two at the one different attractions the same hour?" Blah blah blah. Can you give me a little explanation of what's the FastPass? Mike, you're welcome. Pam, you guys, chime in.
No, Matt, go ahead and take it.
Well, FastPass is an opportunity for you to come back at a designated time to ride the attraction with a short wait, not no wait. I mean, there's usually
right.
a little bit of a wait, but it's a much shorter wait than the standby line. And basically, you're allowed one FastPass at the most every 2 hours. It can, depending on the park crowds, you may get one a little sooner than that. But if you go back, you know, if you go to Tower of Terror at 10 a.m., you'll probably get a FastPass back for like, you know, 11:30 or so like that. And then you won't be able to get another FastPass until either your ride time comes on or it's 2 hours of elapsed, whichever comes first.
Right.
And so you get to come – when you do come back at 11:30, for instance, then you get to go bypass the standby line. And usually you're on – you know, you bypass the whole line within about, you know, maybe if there's a five-minute wait at most. I mean, some rides are a little different, but generally speaking, the fast pass line is preferred over the standby line. So they'll get you in a lot sooner than anyone who's waiting in the standby line. And, you know, that's the basics of how it works. It's like a reservation. You know, you call in like, all right, come back in, you know, at this time and, you know, use your park tickets. Anybody can get one. You don't have to be just a resort guest. And that's basically it in a nutshell.
Wow, that's a really cool explanation. It kind of makes sense. I kind of got the whole gist of the system. Now, another thing, okay, what's the whole point of the single lines? I know Toy Story Mania had it for a while, and then all of a sudden it got really congested, and then they got rid of the single line. Why did that go away? Is it because of the popularity of that ride? Or let's say Space Mountain. Let's say it just came out from a refurbish, and somehow they got the single riders and as well the Fastpass time. Why did, do you know or anybody know, why did Disney take away the Fastpass for single lines for Toy Story Mania?
Well,
or
the real...
Say
the basic reason that I've understood is why it was removed is the problem with Toy Story is that it tends to be a very inefficient attraction in terms of loading.
Mm-hmm.
The reason for having a single rider line on any attraction is to help plug up the holes. You know, Family of Five comes on and they take, you know, and let's say the vehicle seats six or eight. You know, you want to be able to fill up that car and not just waste those spots because the line could be a lot shorter from that. And from that vantage point, they offer single rider lines, and they've worked really well in some attractions like Test Track, Rock and Roller Coaster, Expedition Everest. Those are all rides that have been using it for years, and frankly, they do a really good job with it. It helps, you know, people who don't mind riding with strangers get on the ride and you know, be able to see it. The problem with Toy Story was one, it was so popular, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Two, it just became such. It made the ride even more inefficient because they were dealing, for whatever reason, it was just an issue to load, and they were having, I think it was an issue with the staffing of it in terms of like getting someone to actually be able to understand how it's supposed to work and getting those single riders in. So to simplify things, they just got rid of it because it wasn't really helping all that much, and it was just, in fact, it's probably making the standby line longer.
I'm surprised they haven't thought about trying it again, though, because you'd think with something like Toy Story Mania, that would be an attraction that it might work with if they knew how to do it, you know? So I'm surprised they haven't tried bringing it back, but I understand what you're coming from. It did create really, really, really long lines for not only standby, but also the lines for the single rider line, I think, were sometimes even longer than the standby line, which was a lot ridiculous. So
yeah, I know that there were a couple different times that we were in line per single. You know, I was in line, I was there with other people, and we just ran into the same situation where you're standing there in line. Like, are you kidding me? Like, you know, you would still see vehicles go out empty because they just had to move the vehicles to get out of there because they were just getting backed up. Not just people getting on, people getting off the ride. Mm-hmm. And I think it was really just came down to – it was just too, it was too complicated. It makes sense, like, theoretically. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, if yeah. Randy's making a simulation, it makes – it's very easy to work.
Yes.
But right. In the real world, I think – Go ahead, Randy.
But it's true. And, you know, I'm just watching the tally. It went up – so we're about 95% of the goal. So I will mention that. I know, Matt, I haven't speak to you, both of you guys, personally, but – I know Studio Central's been a great fan to us and as well helped to us, the magical people. I know I'm speaking on behalf of Martin because he's at Disneyland Paris right now, so I'm like here holding the front of the site, but I know that he gave me the okay to speak on behalf for this special occasion. So for those who are not, is this okay, Mike?
Yeah, no,
yeah
go
right ahead.
It's your show,
know,
go for it.
Because you guys, I know, via Twitter and Facebook, I know that the Magical, we use that as our main radio station, that we get inspiration and listen to music, and that's really helped us to get the magic going.
Cool.
So you guys, you know, we believe in content and as well others, but because of the research has really helped us dawn to the magic. Now, this is going to be a special. I know we're working on Test Track. For those who are not familiar, it's the Magical.nl. And we created Disney simulation-based rides on Disney attractions where you can be, quote-unquote, a Disney cast member to operate, let's say, Expedition Everest. Let's see how you can control the people in the lines and be efficient and as well reach certain points throughout the game. You can go to Big Thunder Mountain and so on and so forth, Path Terror, and so on. So what we're working on, we have announced that we're working on Test Track. Now, this is a sneak peek only for you guys, for this radio station, and for our viewers that we're working on. Right now it's in pre-development. Star Tours 1 and 2 is our next coming simulation. And as well, we're working on The Voice of the Little Mermaid based on Disney's California Adventure.
Wow.
So,
sharp.
Very awesome.
Yeah, if you have not, you guys exclusively heard it
nice.
Here
Sweet.
On National Mouse Radio.
Thank
awesome.
You.
Awesome. We appreciate that. Good, good stuff.
Thanks.
And if you guys have not been, you can see our, you can send me an email or via Twitter at Randy Dorney, and I'll send you a quick screenshot of our production that we're working on, it so you can see what we're working on. So I'm excited. I just I have to tell you guys because
I know the feeling.
That's awesome.
Especially for Matt and Mike and the rest of the gang. Yeah. So I hate to cut this short, but I know. Thank you for putting me on the air as well. Keep up the great work. So. We're happy. We believe in the stuff you're doing for this, to give to the kids, the world. It's definitely awesome, and we're happy to be part of this fundraising event. So I'll keep on listening, but you guys have a great day and have a magical afternoon.
Thanks so much, Randy. We really appreciate
thanks
it.
So
and
much.
Yeah,
thanks for sharing. Thank
you.
You're welcome, guys.
All right.
Yeah,
thank you for having me on air. All
take
right,
care, Randy.
Bye.
Bye.
Right.
See ya. Very cool. And that's perfect for Matt being on.
It is.
Voyage of the Little Mermaid and Star Tours 1 and 2.
The Star Tours 1 and 2 is pretty cool. I like
seriously.
That.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I'm just not good at being a cast member, I don't think.
I'm sorry.
I'm just saying,
laugh at
I
that.
Would be inefficient. I'm just, you know, I just know that. So, well, Matt, we appreciate you coming on today. And, again, keep up the great work with StudioCentral.com and WDW Today. Huge. I mean, I remember back on. You know, I always say the story to you guys, but back on episode 243, when you guys were kind enough to let me come on and talk about the road trip, I was bitten by the bug, and you guys couldn't have been nicer to me, and I was just Joe Nobody. So, you know, just thank you for that, and thanks for all you've done over the years.
The infamous beef jerky episode.
Yes, yes. And Len's flaming boat or something down on there.
It's my pleasure. Thank you guys so much for inviting me again this year. And
he's
you know,
the second
I
one,
mean,
two for two,
not,
right?
Yeah. Yeah, not only did you invite me back, but I got to open for AJ. So
that's
I'm really
right.
excited.
Yes.
Now I will gracefully make way for a real celebrity. Thank you very much, guys.
All right, we hope to catch you down.
Thank you.
We'll be down there next week, so hope to see you in the park sometime.
Definitely.
Absolutely. See you guys soon.
All right, take
thanks,
care, Matt.
Matt.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye, guys.
Thanks, bye.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at beourguestpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.